And I started looking into online what the song was about. And we started analyzing the piece. Verse 1, we're talking about the Waymaker. The chorus sets the context as you are the Waymaker, you as God. He moves through believers via the Holy Spirit living within us. As stated throughout the New Testament, and especially in 1 Corinthians, you do not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you. And we continue on down in the first verse, repeats itself several times. It's a very simple piece of music. The chorus goes to Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, My God, that is who you are. And in analyzing this, he makes a way. This is probably in reference to Matthew 19, 26, which itself foreshadows Christ's sacrifice. And he does miracles. And he keeps his promises. He is the light that defeats darkness, as stated in John 12:46. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. So far, the piece of music is scripturally sound. Verse 2, you are here touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are healing every heart, turning lives around, mending every heart. Though God interacts with his creation, we must understand that not everyone will experience his healing power. For example, Pharaoh's heart was hardened by God rather than positively touched. There is a high likelihood that some unbelievers who are present when God moves in our midst and in his place with untouched hearts, yet in examples such as in Matthew 2 and 3, where it is unlikely that all Israel heard that the wise man what the wise man said, or that there were probably some things, some kings who didn't hear Solomon. So it's a choice. People can choose not to be in his midst and let him be in our midst. We go into the chorus again, repeats the same thing. It's a very simple song, still nothing unscriptural. You wipe away all tears in verse 3. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. God desires for all of us to repent. That's throughout Scripture. Again, scripturally sound. I trimmed my fingernails last night. Can't put the paper. Go back into the chorus, then verse 4. You are here touching every life. I worship you. I worship you. You are here meeting every need. God supplies all our needs according to his riches in Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Developing the message and starting to look into the information to support this, I discovered that the author was a woman, Osinachi Okoro, goes by Sinash. She is a worship leader in Lagos, Nigeria, largest church in Nigeria, and possibly all of Africa. Then I started finding information that she has some naysayers. And I thought, oh. And people were making negative comments about this message in the song Waymaker. Sinash claims to have received a word from God that she would be prospered financially and she would use that in ministry, which gave fodder to some of her naysayers that, oh, this is a prosperity gospel song. This is a word of faith. You can bring anything into being that you want to bring in. So they were tearing the song apart. And then I thought, oh, maybe I better look for another topic. And I set it aside. But the name Waysayer came back to me. I entitled Wayfarer. So I came back and I started looking at this again, analyzing the piece, just as I've explained earlier. And I found nothing in the music at all that was unscriptural. So I proceeded. Now, I don't know the author of this music personally, obviously, and I don't know what's in her heart, so I can't judge that. But the music is wonderful. And the music mentions nothing about financial wealth. Waymaker. Actually, this was planned from the beginning. Jesus is the Waymaker. The central message of the cross in the Bible is that Jesus Christ, God's Son, willingly died on the cross to atone for humanity's sin, offering salvation and reconciliation with God through faith in Him. The cross signifies the sacrifice of Jesus, who bore the punishment of humanity's sins, allowing for the forgiveness and reconciliation with God. Through faith in Jesus' death and resurrection, believers receive forgiveness of sins and the promise of eternal life. The cross is a powerful demonstration of God's love and grace as He sent His Son to die for the sins of the world. Jesus' resurrection signifies victory over sin and death, offering hope and a new life to those who believe. The cross breaks down barriers and reconciles humanity with God, as well as fostering unity among believers. The message of the cross is seen as the power of God to save and transform lives, despite appearing as foolishness to those who are perishing. His love. God's love on us. You know, He created mankind in His image. Actually, the Bible indicates He formed us in His image. When you read in Genesis, He created all the animals, He created the universe, He created the earth, He created. But when He came to mankind, He formed mankind in His image. He loved us so much, He wanted us back to Him. In John 3:15-17, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, and this is Jesus, would have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. And this is a free gift. We don't do anything to earn that. He says, return to Me, repent of your ways, believe in My Son, and what He did. He paid the price. Jesus paid the price. We don't have to pay for that ourselves. Jesus is a waymaker, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He knows the end of the road, and He will surely be your guide. Put your trust in Jesus. God knows you, and He is the one who can make a way for you. When you connect yourself with a waymaker, He will always make a way for you. You cannot depend on your own strength. Your strength will fail. But lean and depend on the strength of God. For God to make a way for you. You must know the way of the light in the darkness. God is the only one that can make a way for you. If you depend on human beings, they will let you down. Thinking of Waymaker, I'm not a skilled speaker. I'm not accustomed to being in front of people. And when I think of this, how can I do this? But He made a way. I'm still up here. I had to not faint. He made a way. He is the way maker. I don't have a lot to say. So, if there's anyone who really does not know Jesus as Savior, this is the time for you to turn your heart to Him, believe in Him, repent of your way, and know, you may know that you you are his and you are saved. Does anyone want to finish for me?